We want to thank God. Yesterday was so awesome. And our keynote speaker, our senior pastor, started it with us. And in fact, I was sitting there. I was like, oh, wow. So I don't have to go home and prepare my sermon again, because everything in my mind to put together was shared. And the scriptures, so some of the scriptures will be repeated today. So I'm taking it from the message yesterday. And the word of God remained the same. I want you to just remain calm and let the Lord open your eyes so that you see what He is doing about you. God is never idle. He is busy working because He has covenant, He has plans, He has programs. We are reading from the book of Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 in Message. And our focus this morning, as we are concluding the Business Expo week, is building your vision. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, if people cannot see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what He reveals, let's read it together, they are most blessed. If people cannot see what God is doing, they what? Stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what He reveals, then they are most blessed. You have vision to build. You have dreams to expand. There is purpose for your life. When we're talking of vision, we are talking of God revealing to you His plans, His programs, His agenda, what He is planning to do about you. And vision can come not only when you sleep or you are standing somewhere and God opens your eyes. Vision comes in numerous ways. It comes through desire. You can just sit down right here and the Spirit of God is revealing something to you, putting a vision in your heart, a dream in your heart, something you see yourself, you know, doing. And that is God talking to you. So basically, when we're talking of building your vision, we are talking of building what God is revealing or has revealed to you about what He wants to do in your life. You are not building it to make it come to pass, because the vision of God will be perfected by God Himself. You have nothing to do about the vision of God to come to fulfillment. You have to build yourself so that you will go and grow and be on the same level to what that thing God is revealing to you to do. Because the vision of God is always greater than you. The plan of God is always bigger than what you think you are. So in order for you and God to be in agreement, it means you need to build yourself so that that vision, you will be able to relate, you will be able to flow, you will be able to understand and be in agreement with what God is doing, so that as you continue in your journey and God is bringing opportunities, you can connect to the vision. A lot of time we miss opportunity because we think, oh, it's just a situation. Oh, it's not for me. But when you grow your vision, that is, you build yourself up, you will be able to see every opportunity. And what do you do with it? You take it. That you are not going. The Lord always reveals His plan for His children. And like what I've told us numerous times, God doesn't do magic. He will let you know His program. He always reveals it. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. It's one of the scriptures we read yesterday. I really like that. And I want us to read it in New Living Translation. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Indeed, the sovereign Lord never does anything until when? He reveals His plan to who? To His servant, the prophet. And like what we were told yesterday, now we don't need prophet anymore. You are the prophet. He speaks to you. Is there anybody here that God doesn't speak to? If you don't mind, you raise your hands. I want to say something so that we... God doesn't speak to you. He speaks to you. Are you sure? So, are you a prophet? Who is a prophet? Some people are laughing that, prophet, me? Me of all people. Yes. You are not a prophet because you don't shake. No. You are a prophet because you are a mouthspeak of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord is in you, and God reveals his plan. So when this revelation comes, maybe you are in your car, maybe you are driving, maybe you are taking shower, maybe you are talking to somebody, be sensitive because God speaks. And as God speaks, take note of it. Don't let it go. That is your vision. The word of God can be coming out like this, and God drops something into your heart. It speaks to you. When we're talking of the word of God, that is God himself. When you don't take serious what God is saying to you, it will never come to pass. Because your mind will not be on it. You don't believe it. You won't run with it. You won't take it serious. It won't cross your mind again. You will never even revisit it. You won't even think about it. The Lord reveals. He will not do anything until he reveals to his children in this New Testament. You and I are children of God. So be ready to receive from the Lord. Be ready to hear from the Lord. And when he speaks to you, take it serious. It takes humility to hear from God. That is why he said, in all your ways, acknowledge him. That is, pay attention. Check with him. Daddy, how is this? How are you? A lot of us, we just dash into situations. We just do things because we've gone to college. We have a doctorate degree. We have this. So we think we know it. We do things without even checking with God. In all your ways, acknowledge. That is, recognize that he is there for you to check with. Revelation is needed in order to build your vision. Revelation is important. So when we're talking of revelation and vision, they're kind of similar. You know, vision is God revealing to you what he is doing about you. But revelation will let you understand every bit, the interpretation, according to God and not according to the situation. I'm sure I'm not losing us. Let me say it again. When God reveals his plan for you, or when God speaks to your heart, reveal what he is doing. You need revelation to understand it. Otherwise, you will not be able to understand or identify when you get to the level where God has put something there. You won't see it as something that is needed for the vision to be accomplished. You will just see it as it's something that is just there, and you just pass by. That is why when God opens your eyes to his word, the words you have been hearing before or reading before, sometimes when God now opens your eyes, you'll be able to see differently. And you'll be like, I've been reading this thing before, but now it comes with a different meaning. It comes with a deeper understanding, and you can relate it, you can connect it to your situation. That is important for you to hold on to in building your vision. If you don't build your vision, your feelings will limit you. That is why it's important. So that you will not be moved, or you will not depend on how you feel in proceeding to achieving your vision. Feelings are bad. Devil use it a lot. Flesh use it. Because a lot of people should have been somewhere, but because of their feelings, what they feel. So they are still in a cage. They are not moving out yet. They are not being fulfilling yet. We cannot let feelings dictate unto us. We don't go by what we see. We go by what it says. And that's what makes it different. That is why Christians are different to the world. We cannot do business like the people of the world. It's part of what we were sharing yesterday, and very, very vital information. You need to understand the business you are getting into. You need to read a lot about it. You need to do some survey about it. But do you know that if God wants to just take you from nowhere and put you into somewhere you never thought about, you never had experience of, you never imagined yourself in it, you know God can do that. He does that a lot. He specializes in that. And that is why some people are having a difficulty, so having so much difficulties today to be fulfilled. That is to do what God wants them to do. Because they are thinking, the feelings is kicking in. The feelings is talking to them. They are thinking, I have no clue. I've never done this before. I don't understand how to go about it. When he speaks, it is something he already perfected in the spiritual world, but your action will make it happen in the physical. Praise the Lord. Vision is very important, so don't be careful of your feelings. And the devil will be speaking to people and be telling them, you think that will be possible? You think that is not crazy? Isn't that crazy? You think you know people that can help you. You think you have the ability, the potential, the savings, the money, the resources, the capital. It will give you numerous reasons why you should just remain handicapped. But as children of God, I want you to know that that vision is of the Lord, and it's coming to pass. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. It's one of the scriptures we read yesterday. So we see you are receiving it again. If you are not here yesterday, now you are getting it. But you are here, you are getting it again. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, in New King James Version. I want us to read it together. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it will what? So vision speaks. Can you understand that? At the end, it will what? That is, it will manifest. It will be seen. But at the end, it will speak. Let's go. And it will not lie. Though it tires, and that is what the devil is using. He will be telling you, don't you see how many years ago, you better just keep quiet. Don't you see how many years ago you've been saying that you have this vision, God put this desire in your heart, and nothing around you is even proving it. I want you to laugh the devil. Nothing around you is even proving it. Nobody in your family ever done something like that. So, God can start with you. It doesn't have to be that someone has done it before. You can be the first person. Even that is the kind of thing I want. I want God to start with me. So when that spirit is speaking to you, when that feeling is talking to you, you understand this, though it tarries, wait for it. Everybody say, wait for it. Wait for it. Why would you wait? Because it will surely come. It will surely come. It will surely come. After 2 years, you drop it. This is not happening. This is not working. Then you jump into something else. Then your feeling is telling you what else to do because Mrs. B is doing it. Because you waited 2 years, it never happened, then you drop it. Go back to Habakkuk, see what the scripture is saying, see what God is telling to you. At the end, it will speak. Wait for it. Because it will surely come. God said something to Adam. The first command, I want us to read this in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. New Living Translation. The very first command that God gave Adam. And I want us to read it because that command is for you as well. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Then God blessed them. Then what? God blessed them and said what?
That's it. What's the very first thing God said to Adam? Be fruitful. This is important for us as well. God is telling us that your life is a business that I invest into. You must be fruitful. That is, you must reproduce. You must replenish. You must increase. You must multiply. Your life cannot just remain the same for years and years. You must see yourself progressing. Be fruitful. God bless them. That blessing is God's seed. God released his seed upon Adam. After releasing the seed, he said, now be fruitful. You cannot be fruitful if you are not seedful. The seed is important for you to identify. What is the seed of God in your life? What is the seed? The seed of God is the word of God. You must be able to identify the word of God for your life. And that is the word you will hold onto. Once you have a word, once you have the word, once you have received from the Lord, he said he blessed them. That is, God said something to them. And he said, be fruitful after he blessed them. Locate the seed for your life. Once you have that seed, let it be raining. Let it be dry. Let it be whatever noise is going on. You hold on to the word. How many times have you received the word of God and you drop it? Some of you don't even remember what God has said again. Something that ministers to you, that is a revelation unto you, you drop it after some times. You don't even remember it anymore, and you keep on praying. You keep on praying. And the seed was given. You're supposed to build the seed, to water it, to make sure it's growing, to make sure it's growing, so that the tree, the seed will now become a tree. Grow with branches, with fruit on it. Do not drop your vision. The seed will make you to stand out. See, that word that God has released upon your life is for you. Go back to it. A few years ago, there is a word the Lord, the Spirit of God gave me, and I keep reading it. Now I see the fulfillment. It did not happen 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. You know, we all find ourselves in that situation. Then we just forget about it. But I'm challenging you today to go back, locate your seed, stand on it. Remember the seed. God spoke it. He released it unto you for a reason. Because that is what he will use. Without that seed growing, you cannot be fruitful. It's not just about praying and fasting. It's about growing the seed. The word of God. When you hold on to that seed, when you are growing yourself into that seed, when you are meditating and focusing and reading that word continuously, you become supernatural. You become peculiar. You become so different. That is what the scripture is saying in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. See, what makes us different is not because we carry Bible. It's not because we are quiet in the church. It's not because we speak in tongues. It's because of the power of the word in us. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special people. Special people, praise the Lord. So why can't you do the supernatural? So why are you allowing fear? Why are you being timid? Why is something challenging you when you are God's own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who had called you? When God wants you to be fruitful, he wants people to praise him. See, if I come now, I begin to talk about the goodness of God. Praise the Lord, oh, church. See what the Lord did for me. He gave me, somebody just came and gave me $2 million. What will you do? Hey! Some people will just shout, hey! Praise God, oh! Are they saying praise Victor? Huh? What would they say? Praise God, praise God, praise God from everywhere, praise God. Everybody praising God, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You want somebody to give you $2 million? Oh, yeah. See that answer? Yeah. What will you do with it? A lot. We are God's special people. The seed in you makes you stand out. That is why you can display and operate in the wisdom of God. You don't do things just like everybody. That is what makes you to be a problem solver. That mark will just follow you anywhere you go. When people are in confusion, once you say stuff, you solve the problem. Do you see yourself as a problem solver? Do you see something working in you, making you to stand out, making you to be different? Let it shine. It made you so. We are not ordinary. We are special. We are peculiar. We are holy nation. We are royal priesthood. We have been made special because of the seed in you. That is why you cannot but recognize the seed of God in you. Don't just live a blank life. No, have something you're holding on to. And that is what the devil fears. The devil doesn't fear, no matter how great you are in fasting, if you like, stay up all night. But do you know the word? Do you grow in the word? It is written. That is the language that the devil understands and recognizes and fear. What do you know about what God has said about you? The seed is the word of God. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is God Himself. That is why we cannot but hold on to it. We've repeatedly saying it, preaching it here, teaching it here. Go into the scripture. Let it be your watchword. Go open it daily. Meditate, read it, study it. Why? Because that is your weapon. I want us to go through how David described the word of God in Psalm chapter 19. Psalm chapter 19 from verse 7 to 9. The law of the Lord is perfect. See, David is describing the word of God as the law of the Lord. And he's saying that this law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Did you see that? Enlightening. I'm stopping right there. Enlighten. The word of God is what can open your eyes. So you will see values when others don't see it. Because you have revelation. Because God spoke to you. Because He opens your eyes. And you'll be like, wow, 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 this is marvelous. This is God. Then you begin to invest in areas that people are looking down into. Don't give up your seed in order to be fruitful. It's very, very important. Praise the Lord. The word is important for us to grow in it. When God put Adam and Eve in the garden, He gave them an assignment. He said something to them. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, He said, cultivate it and keep it. Cultivate and keep. I want these two words to sink in us today. Cultivate, 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 and sink, and keep. There is one thing to cultivate, there is another thing to keep. He wants us to make sure the two are ensured. Okay? To cultivate means to nurture, to work, to make it better. That is to nurture something, to make something better. You are not changing the word of God, but you are growing yourself in the word of God. To make yourself better in relating to that word. Which is the seed that you receive? See, our up and doing is very, very important. But if the Lord is not in it, it will not show. The seed, the word of God that God has given you, He wants you to focus on it, read it, memorize it, quote it as you are driving, repeat it as you are working, repeat it when you are dealing with your spouse. See, He gave you a spouse. Are you cultivating your spouse and you complaining about him or her? God gave you a raw material. It's you to build it up. He gave you a son. You complain about this son. Are you cultivating? Are you nurturing? Keep on nurturing. Keep on investing. I will share with the singles, marriage is not about what you are getting. That is why a lot of people say it's not working. It's not working. Because she didn't say hello to me when she woke up this morning. Because you are thinking what you are getting. When you're in marriage for what you are getting and not what you are giving, it cannot work. If husband and wife are into marriage for what they are giving, this one is giving, this one is giving, then there is nothing that is breaking your heart. When situation happens, you connect with the Holy Spirit. Lord, what am I giving? Here. You cannot do it by yourself. That is why you connect. What am I giving here? What am I giving here? Because at that point, what you are giving is important. See that scripture we read before. It may tarry, but it will speak. That is, it will come to pass. The children God gave you, we need to cultivate them. We need to cultivate them. We need to nurture them. It's not easy, but we keep doing. We keep investing. We keep talking. We keep teaching. We keep praying. We keep doing because God Himself is still keep doing. Right? God Himself is still doing it in us. He's still nurturing us. That is why He's giving us His word every day. And when we receive the word, we are happy, we are excited, and we keep moving on. The word of God makes you to see what others cannot see. Like that scripture, it brings enlightenment. Enlightenment. It will open your eyes. That is why even if you do the same business that A, B, C, D are doing, yours will be different because you have enlightenment. You have enlightenment from the word of God. Something will just be unique about you. Somebody was telling me last week, he said, why your car is always different? He said, your car is always different. Why? This is not my job. I said, why? I'm driving the same thing. He said, your own, if people are driving Toyota, when you have Toyota, it just looks so different. I said, really? I didn't know that. But I took it. I'm like, So it means God can cover anything about you with His glory and makes it different. Anything. Anything. If you wear a shoe, they want to go to the store and look for it. It just looks so different. It just looks so. So when you're doing business, other people want to do the same thing. Don't get mad. Let them do it. That's the way it should be. But you will stand out. Because you have enlightenment. This word is important. So when we are being fruitful, it means we are being fulfilled. So basically, to be fruitful means to be fulfilled, to be fulfilled, to be fulfilled, to be fulfilled, to be fulfilled. There is nothing more than that. That is to come to the level of what God has purposed you to be. To be fulfilled. And to be seedful means to see beyond the natural. And it is the word of God that can open that your eyes so that you have spiritual insight. You have spiritual insight to everything you do. When you lose your vision, you become blind. When you lose your sight, you cannot see. That is why it's important to build your vision. That is, nurture yourself into that word of God. Develop yourself into that word that God has given you so that you can see beyond natural. Then you become supernatural, because it is God that is working in you through that power of the word.
I was listening to one interview session with T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes and talking about vision and all that. And it really makes sense. When I was listening to this man, you know, I said a lot of people are in the church of God today praying, God, give me chair, give me table. I need chair for my house. I need table for my office. I need this, oh God. They are busy praying, asking God for what God don't give. Praise God. Since you know this God, does he give table? Does he give chair? No. Does he give this God you know, your father? Does he give table and chair and cabinet? He made trees. And until you have and use the power of imagination, when he gives you three, you are still crying unto him. God, no. I want table. I want chair. And he has given you three that you can make as many chairs, as many tables, as many cabinets, if you can just imagine. It takes the power of the seed to give you that insight. When you give a seedless person $20, they will go to Burger King and Chinese, and that's it. But if you give a seedful person $20, immediately they have insight. They see how they can make that $20 to be useful for many other things. Did you get the difference? It's important to be seedful. We are not seedless. We have the word of God. So I don't know your prayer today. Stop it. Stop bothering God for what he will not give you. He has given you what you need. He has given you what you need. He has given you what you need, what he makes. That's why when he gives you a child, imagine what that child can be. You begin to look into that child and say, I see you. I see you in the next year. I see you in 5 years. I see you in 10 years. And you can see what God has called that child to be. When he gives you a spouse, don't see him or her as a terrorist in your home. See him as a blessing. Yes. Praise the Lord. Don't see your spouse as a terrorist. The blessing of God maketh rich. Yeah. So why will you not go out when she's coming in? Everybody running away from each other, meeting each other by the doorway, and nobody is talking to nobody. Eh? Make a U-turn. Devil is doing something right there. Say, this is not God. This is not God. This is not God. This is not God. You see your child and you're like, you won't kill me. You won't kill me. You won't. Your child, God didn't give you your child to kill you. Praise the Lord. When he gives you a tree, see what you can do with it. He wants you to enlarge. He wants you to expand. He wants you to increase. He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to multiply. He gives you what you need. You are crying. It's like you have a child, right? A baby. The baby is crying for food. You have one cookie in your hand, and you have a box of cookie on the table. And you are telling the baby is crying for the cookie you have in your hand. And you say, no, this is the one I want to eat myself. I'm giving you the box. And the baby is not looking into the box as something valuable. It's crying for the only one cookie. You know, that's how we had to God a lot of times. What we cry for is what can just take us from here to here. God has made provision for us, what takes us for the journey of our life.
But we are crying for what is temporal, for what is immediate, for what will not last longer. And he's saying, I have given you a box. And until we see values in this, we will not understand it. We will not even count it as anything important. Begin to imagine the business God has given you. Begin to imagine the vision God has given you. Until you are able to relate with God, with what He is doing, it will be hard for you to get there. So that's why we need to build ourselves. Don't just sit on it and be quoting it and be just write it down. No, do something. Do something. Get up. Do something about it. As the Lord is leading you and the Spirit of God is guiding you, you have to begin to take that step. Take that step. A lot of time we want God to do everything for us. Everything. You just sit down. God, do it. And he said, no, I've done my own. If you are not careful, you will be counting years. Years. And as you will be telling your friends, hey, see, God has told me I'm going to be a managing director of my own company. And they will know you for it for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. You keep saying the same thing, the same thing. You need to build it. When God gives you an opportunity, what you do with that opportunity is your gift back unto God. So don't waste it. That opportunity is important. The Bible says something in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, a New Living Translation, NLT. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Let's read it together. Everybody, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Make the most. Make the most. Because opportunity is not going to be there forever. As God gives you opportunity, run with it. For that moment that he gives it to you, he wants you to do something with it. Because if you don't do something with it, it will go. It's either the devil do something with it or you lose it. Make the most of every opportunity. Opportunity comes from God. It gives you information. It opens the door for you. It connects you with people. God is the one that built the most strongest networking. I'm telling you the honest. It's because he will direct your path. He will guide you as to what, who, how. And as you move by that, oh my God. You just see yourself flourishing, fulfilling what he had put you to be. I heard of a lady in Nigeria, after master's orders and all that, look for job. She never got any job. You know what she did? She began to make sandals. You know sandals that they wear in Nigeria? And now she's very, very popular and great with it. Where is your own power of imagination? God has given us brain. Stop asking God for chairs and table. He has given you three. Make use of what he has given you. He told Moses, what is that in your hand? What is that in your hand? I want us to read it. Exodus chapter 4, verse 2. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. A what? A rod. Let me ask you the same question. What is that in your hand? Do you have a rod? Some people don't even know they have a rod. Some people are like, I don't rod. Yeah. My left hand or right hand. You have a rod in your hand. Lift it up. Use it. That is what God has given you to do miracles for you. That rod, God instructed Moses how to do, what to do, where, and all that he has to do with it. Let's continue reading it. Verse 3. And he said, cast it on the ground. So Moses cast it on the ground. And it became what? A serpent. And Moses fled from it. Because when God began to use and work with the rod he has given you, you will be astonished yourself. You yourself will run. Who do you think God is? You will be amazed. You'll be like, God, this is too big. I didn't know that. This is with me. You don't know what you have. You are loaded. We just read it. We are special people unto the Lord. We are peculiar. We are different. We are not ordinary. You have the rod. There is something God has given you. That is what He is going to use to elevate you. You have it already. When we get to Exodus chapter 14, do you know that Moses forgot he had a rod in his hand? Come and see this, another situation. Exodus chapter 14, from verse 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Verse 15. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? The other time he was asking him, what is that in your hand? See, a lot of us that specialize in prayer, we are good in prayer. Stop praying, you need to begin to act. I'm telling you now, because you will keep on praying, Jesus will come. Yeah. You need to begin to move, because God will not come and begin to move you. He has grown you enough to be sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit. You need to see when the Holy Spirit is moving here, and then you move there, and when the Holy Spirit is moving here, and then you move there. That is how you move and move and move and get to your destiny. But if you stay there, God, you said this, I can quote it. Keep on quoting. It's time. Time is going. When it is time now, we're going to see how many people are in business or going into business. You will see a lot of us. What are you doing? What have you done? You're looking for a time when it will be a miracle that the moment you start it, the thing will just expand. No, it is a seed. It will grow. You're going to start. We had it yesterday. They said where you start is to register a name. Some of you don't even have a name. What is the name of your business? I don't know. The Lord shall provide. Since when? He provided already. And if you are not careful, if you don't register, then the name is gone. That's it. The name will be what? By the time you are now saying that, okay, God, I'm ready. God, I'm ready now. I believe you are talking to me. I want to register now. By the time you go, they will tell you, sorry, the name is taken. So you back to, I begin to dig, think of a name again. God's giving you a name. We are just becoming so lazy. We want God to just do it. God, do it. I trust you. You are awesome. You are wonderful. He is already, but He will not do what belongs to you to do. He has done His own part. Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to do what? To stand still. They see Red Sea in front. Red Sea. And Egyptians are what? And God is telling them, don't cry unto me. Move on. Into what? Move on into? Speak, because you know it's you. Move on into what? Into the Red Sea. This God is specialized in doing wonders. His ways are not your way. See, let me tell you, brethren, until you take that step to move, the Red Sea will not part. And what the Red Sea, the host of heaven and earth, are waiting for is your action. Is that your step of faith? For you to take that step and say, Lord, I believe, not just singing it, not just preaching it, not just quoting it, not just saying it, but starting it. And the moment you take that step, God rises on His throne and says, that is my son right there. He knows me. Heavens and earth support him. The moment the Israelites take the step, Red Sea did not see them. Red Sea saw God of heaven and earth. He said, my maker, I bow. He parted. It is not you that will move. It is God moving in you. So when you take that step, the situation changes because it is not you. It is God. It's God. Tell them to move forward. Why are they crying? Why are you crying unto me? Move. Tell your neighbor, move. I say move. You are not saying, I want you to be aggressive about it. Youth. See our youth. There is nothing wrong with our youth becoming the director where they work, becoming CEO, becoming managing director, becoming having a business of their own. I expected them to be there yesterday. Some of you are not here. You went to go and do your $15 an hour job. Come on, come and receive this thing. I'm telling you, this is so important. Just few of the youth were here yesterday. Insight, information are very, very available. You think you are too young? You think it goes by age? No, you can be the youngest and be the most senior. Where God puts you. What makes you specialized then? What makes you special? What makes you different? When you are the same, right? When they're putting everybody together. No. You don't even need experience. All you need is God. You have him. You move by his word. You get there. That is the way it goes. Let me close with myself. Because you need to know that this thing is the same. It works for you. It works for everyone. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a bishop. It doesn't matter your title. Your title that God recognizes is you are a child of God. Huh? You are a child of God. I want to challenge us today so that before the end of this year, our status is changed. When you build your vision, you will never be defined by one title anymore. I'm telling you. You will be this. What's wrong with that? You are a child of God. That is the way it should be. We carry his presence. We are the vehicle that God is using today to preach to the world about whom he is. Stop sitting in one spot. Move on. Get up and do something. And whatever you lay your hands on, as the Spirit of God leads you, then God will release his breath upon it. Guess what? Story change. Because if you are not careful, your fear will cage you. Fear can kill your vision. Your fear will cage you and keep you on one spot. You'll be on one spot just going round and round. By the time you get your W-2, you'll be like, oh yeah, I made this money. I didn't even see it. I didn't know. And you keep on going. And years and years and years, we need to wake up. We are to be fruitful. Focus on what God has said. Attack the fear. Attack the fear. Get out of it. Human's opinion is another thing you need to be careful of. Because when God speaks and you are checking it out with people, forget it, you lost it. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. The fear of human opinion, what does it do? Disables. That is, you won't be able to move. You won't be able to accomplish. But trusting in God protects you from that. See, the beginning of last year, I was thinking, a thought just came on me that, hey, what's wrong with that? I want to look into real estate and buy properties. Then another thought, where will you get the money? This one you have. Thank God they give up to 15 days before they charge in New York. I don't know how it is in New Jersey. If you don't pay by the 15th, then they begin to charge you late fee. But the thought will not go. Then I began to look into it and pray about it. Then I remember the word, the seed. I quoted it one time. I shared it with you. See, I'm a cheerful giver as well. I'm not going to hoard what God gave me, because if God give it to me and give it to you, that doesn't stop mine. Right? I shared it, the wealth of the sinners is stored for the righteous. This word came, I began to think about it. I began to focus on it. I had no experience about real estate. I'd never done it before that than the one I have that I'm living in. How to get money, what to do with it, I have no clue. So I told my family, it's like we are doing real estate. And guess what? I told my son, let's come up with a name. We came up with a name. It's not taking. The name is there. I jump. Yes, save it. Let's register. We register the name. I want you to please show something. In April 2018, in April, let's see something. On the East Orange Facebook account, they put this. Congratulations to our new East Orange property owners. Thank you for your investment in the city, which yielded $2.5 million and put 34 commercial and residential properties back on tax roll. East Orange, the mayor was, they announced they're selling some auctions and all that. That's mayor. They're selling auction and all that. In April, I had no clue what they do, how they do it. I went because I have the vision. They announced it. Who is that? Who is that? They began to bid. They said, when you bid, you're interested, lift up your... And they picked me. I didn't even know. See, they picked... As I lift up my banner, though I didn't win, that day I didn't buy no house because I didn't go to buy, really. I had no money. I just wanted to see. I just wanted to experience. But they picked me. My picture was the only one that was selected. And they said, congratulations, new owners in East Orange. Hey, don't let them see my picture again. That picture is for millionaires. Praise the Lord. Congratulations. They congratulated me and counted me as part of homeowners in East Orange in April 2018. And I had no clue. I have nothing other than the church we are in East Orange. God brought us here. I say, wow, God brought us here to dominate, really. To rule and reign. Listen, don't just come carry your bag and go and just go like that. No, possess your possession. Where God puts you, open your eyes. Be aggressive about it. Do something about it. Do you know that in July of that year, I registered? As of this time, there is nothing like registration. There is nothing like nothing. In July, I registered a name because I said, okay, we are doing this for real. It's not going to be under our name. Let's put a name, Brethren. 6 months from April, when they pronounced me as homeowners in East Orange, when I never had one, by October 2018, God gave me two properties in East Orange. Wow, you're clapping. Two properties, not one, two at a time. I told you, we give you insight. A lot of time we sleep on opportunities we don't know. When you are there thinking, how do you get money? You don't know that as you wake up, as you're sleeping, you are sleeping on resources. God opened my eyes. Without talking to nobody, I just saw it, what to do. The money came. And the money was sufficient to buy two properties at once. It is God. You can do it. Don't think we are just preaching it. We go through it ourselves. Without speaking to no one, just a phone call. After the insight, money came. The bank said,
when you are buying second property, it's called investment property. Then the down payment is what? 25%. That is story. When God is ready to do it, he will do it. Another lender just came and said, hey, for the two, we can do 20%. And the 20%, we're closing down with everything, is the money that God provided. And cover it well, well, and well. Bought the properties, bought the tenants with it. You know another story? See, when does God do something? I've never seen somebody that bought a house with warranty. But God did it for me. You know, when you buy a car, they will give you warranty. I know that. But to buy a house, I say, we're giving you somebody to go with it. If anything happens, call them. When we did inspection to buy the property, the person that the company that owns the property sent is there, because they have like 30 properties in New Jersey. So it's a very big company. So the chief contractor was the one showing us around whatever has to be fixed and all that. The man said, I will give you my number. When you close, call me if anything happens. Do you know that from October, November, December, January, February, I keep calling this man. They said the roof is leaking. Okay, I got it. I will go take care of it. Somebody's heat is not working. Okay, my friend, I got it. One day I called this man. I said, let me see you. can we meet? I said, don't worry about it, my friend. This person that calls me my friend, I don't know how you look. And we have numbers. He will call. One day I insisted. I said, I go to church in history. I will come after Sunday, after service. Can we meet? And I plan to give him something, gift card, and to just appreciate. Because I've been bothering him, he scheduled it. Do you know that he didn't show up? He didn't show up. I kept calling, no answer. On the fourth month, I couldn't reach him anymore. And the initial stage of this property, we had situation. And this man was taking care of it, buying part, not charging, not doing anything. I said, God, it can only be you. Build your vision. Don't lose your vision. God has given you something. Cherish it. Don't look down on it. Keep it. Build it. It's taking you somewhere. You want to bow down your heads and just talk to God.